They actually are living in the house kind of furthest to the east on the backside. It's reservations are required. It's purpose driven for the faith-based wellness retreat. Multi-night stays, you know, typically anywhere from 3 to 7 nights. Clear rules and on-site oversight. No parties or commercial events are allowed. Shared meals and community as well. And then low intensity by design, as we all already discussed that. Next slide. Some concerns came up about what is this going to do to my property value. So Justin proactively went out and talked to a local real estate person that is very familiar with, you know, development in the area. You'll see what their opinion was based on the limited controlled nature of the site, the absence of public access or event activity, traffic and operational caps, and then comparable rural land to similar markets. Their opinion was it's not going to have any impact on property values. It's nothing that really is going to be concerning to any of the adjacent residential properties. It's not going to impede the marketability for those houses for future sales because it is a private development. It's, you know, with private access by reservation only. Next slide, please. This kind of wraps up everything. So, you know, what are we here asking for the county to approve? The revised application reflects the careful consideration of feedback from the neighbors and the Planning and Zoning Commission. We've gotten input from Cody, from Jack, from the fire department, from all the parties, from Ed at Public Water Supply District Number 3. We've been working with Sean Berry from Toth, representing the village of Bull Creek, as well as having the neighborhood meeting. You know, we've gotten a lot of great constructive feedback. We've tried to incorporate all the feedback we've gotten, so hopefully you'll appreciate that we have really gone above and beyond. Plan development is not an easy task, nor is it cheap for a developer to do a plan development. You know, he went above and beyond and really didn't just go for, you know, trying to get the conditional use permit approved again. He really took an effort to engage us, have us help coach the process, as well as listen to our recommendations. But as far as the new plan, it really preserves the quiet enjoyment in nearby properties. It helps mitigate traffic concerns on Jefferson Street that came up. It improves the safety and predictability as well by some of the entrance improvements, protects and supports the surrounding property values, and then builds long-term trust with the county and the neighbors. And approval would, you know, really just provide, you know, the guests an access to be able to have a wellness resort. I mean, there's wellness resorts that are going in all over the country. You know, this is people come here to try to get away from some of the stress of being around big city environments as well. You know, this development will have limited overnight lodging, so it's really going to be limited to, you know, small groups that are there by reservation only. There also are educational faith-based activities that will be on site, and then also just having comprehensive safety plans in place for making sure that, you know, there's no reason for the neighbors to complain. And like Justin said, him and Brian went door to door at these houses. Not only did they send mailers out via certified mail, they went door to door throughout the whole neighborhood next to them and made sure that everybody at least had an opportunity to voice their concerns by going to the neighborhood meeting. But yeah, that's basically the gist of the presentation. And now, if you guys have any questions, I'll be happy to answer any questions. And Justin's here to answer questions as well. So thank you for your time.
Yeah. So, Todd, just to confirm that we're all on the same page, is it your understanding that we're here to review it and make a recommendation to the county commissioners?
Yes, sir.
Serve the PUD?
Yep.
Correct?
Yep, that's
so
correct.
So we're all aligned with,
yep,
similar to a rezone?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, that was a long, detailed presentation, but it brings us to, why don't we open it to the public,
okay,
side of things?
Sure. Thank you.
If we can do that. What I'd like to do is individuals that have signed up, properly signed up to speak, that are in favor of the application? Can we have you guys go first, and then we'll do the people? That way we can just gather them. Like, we mentioned that there's somebody, or you mentioned there's somebody here from the conservation group. You want to come up and sort of explain your role and then give us an update?
Yes, thank you. Good evening. My name is Danny Williams. I represent the Natural Resources Conservancy. We are a national nonprofit land trust dedicated to land conservation. We work coast to coast. 250 of the 260 acres in question tonight are held under conservation easement, and my organization enforces and monitors that easement. We have worked from the beginning with Mr. Singletary and his group. They've been in constant communication with us on maintaining the standards of that easement, and I'm very happy to say they've done a wonderful job at doing it. We monitor using satellites imagery, and we monitor boots on the ground. Three-man team on, I believe it was December, myself included, walked the grounds. Well, they drove us around. I didn't walk much of it myself, truthfully. They drove us around, but showed us their entire plans, went over with us, and I can attest, as far as our opinion is, the land that we hold under easement is going to remain land and is not being developed. Everything else is done under a healthy forest management plan. The planting they did yesterday that they told you about was a plan was submitted to us prior, and it was approved by our biologist sitting behind me. These folks have been 100% compliant with a conservation easement, and of this size, that's not an easy thing to do. Be bold, but I wanted to make sure you understand it wasn't a lackey coming here. I'm current chairman of the board and co-founder of the Natural Resource Conservancy, and we're so proud of what they've done. I came here myself from Tulsa to be here to support this.
All right. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else sign up to speak for it?
Good evening, everyone. I got a call from Justin.
Your name, sir?
I'm sorry, Wayne Wiseman.
Right.
And from the Permaculture Project, which is my business, I got a call from Justin I think it was around July, and he was looking for a master plan. So we've been doing master planning all over the world for close to 50 years, hundreds of clients, and I've also taught a lot of what I'll be talking about, probably, I would say, thousands of students. I want to say that I was astounded by Justin's focus, his attention to detail, and his concern for the land itself and the environment and the ecology of the land, which is what our business is based on. We do, as I mentioned, master planning, so a combination of architecture, agriculture, water quality, soil fertility, any aspect of anyone's life that we feel is important, and we are all about quality. And I mean, we have to quantify certain aspects, but in what we're really after is a very quality land base. We're very happy to hear that the majority of the land is in a conservation easement, and that biology that's already taking place there in that ecosystem, that becomes a big part of the way that we plan. Yesterday we had several families out to the land. We planted over 300 fruit and nut trees. We're talking little children that were this size and people that were my age and probably older, some pushing 73 at this point. And then we planted a lot of native trees and shrubs in different areas around the property. This has just been an absolute joy. It's very near and dear to my heart to see so many people show up and so many families, because I know of all of us seniors here remember that when we were young, all of our families lived close by. I remember my grandparents and cousins and uncles and aunts and everybody, and now it's a stretch in order for me to visit my daughter and my immediate family when I have to travel many, many miles. So to see all of this happen and these unique relationships developing, which seems to be the main focus of this project? I know we have all of this. You see a lot of our drawings up here. You see a lot of our work up here. That all goes into it. It's our job as a designer of property to take the ideals that the client is looking for and to translate them into the physical environment. That's what we've been looking for here. We've probably done about, 500 different renditions of this plan, because this guy is a crazy man when it comes to this, and in a good way, right? And we're still not done with it. We keep developing it. All these different issues that come up, we're taking a very close look at them and opening them up and seeing how we can make this happen. I would say that Justin, out of all my hundreds of clients, really is probably number one at this point. And I'm not just trying to build them up or build up the project, but most of our clients, we have to do all this footwork, all of it. Everything, you know, I studied architecture. I understand about code. I have designed build firm for many years. I owned a farm. I managed a 110-acre organic farm for probably close to 15 years. I've been involved in all this since I was a little child. And I would say that Justin really takes the cake.
All right.
He really does. So thank you.
Appreciate it. Anyone else for, sir? And then we'll work our way back.
She's been tagging along behind me for 50 years. Yeah. Matt Hartzell, this is my sister, Melody Alms. I think if you know the name, the property in question used to belong to my grandparents. Prior to that, it belonged to my great-grandparents. And prior to that, it belonged to our great-great-grandparents. Where Summerview sits is actually the Bookout place, which was my grandmother's place. Her family grew up there, and all the way back to Clem Bookout that owned the property where the White Oak Station sits. So to say our roots go deep, they go pretty deep. We've been impressed with what Justin has done. We found him to be a man of his word, so when he says he does something, he follows through. We have a vested interest because, as you'll see, there's a little notch out right here in the corner. That's my mom's house. And I don't want just anybody to be my mom's neighbor. She's blessed with Dave Jung on the other side to make sure that she's taken care of while we're off. I live in Ozark, but it's still 20 minutes away. That's a long way to go. Speaking on behalf of the family, we're absolutely for it. This is a special piece of property. We'd like to see it taken care of. We don't want to see it turned under and a whole bunch more homes put on it and another damn subdivision put in, quite honestly. There's too many of them already, in our opinion. Although, like you say, George, times change.
It happens.
So, in summary, I think we support it and are pretty proud of what he's done and look forward to working with him.
I think it's the highest and best use of the land. It's a beautiful piece of property. It has been for 150 years since the Hartzells have owned it. And I think when you think about it getting turned over or being something else or being developed, like the plan that they have is probably the best thing you could hope for a farm like this, given its location 5 miles from the tourist capital of Missouri. So, and we appreciate what Justin has done. As my brother said, he's really represented himself. Mm-hmm. We came and spoke kind of against it the first time around because we just felt like the cart got before the horse a little bit with some of it, and he recognizes that, and I think them bringing in Great River has been a real good thing, and they've got their ducks in a row finally.
All right, thank you. Appreciate the time. Who else is on this side to speak for it?
Good evening. My name is Greg Gardner. We live in the Summerbrook subdivision. We've gone on there about 20 years. I was a little skeptical at first when I saw the plan, but I have met Justin. He came to our door, or a representative came to our door, invited us to go to the firehouse. We went there, and we talked to the engineers. We talked to the owner, and asked some hard questions. And we are very